Brian Lester of the Navarre Press in Santa Rosa Press Gazette. Brian, how are you doing this afternoon, early evening?
Hey, not too bad, Drew. Just hanging out at the UWF hoops camp today.
Awesome. So speaking of UWF, I don't know if you have, there's been rumblings of this story. Had been reported that the UWF football team hiring a new director of player personnel in Carson Hunter and has coming from a program where there's been a little bit of controversy. A player died during his time there, and there's some coaches and former players that have been a little critical of some of the situation that had gone on there. Is this and this is something that Dave Scott, the athletic director there, and Pete Shinnick have apparently they were aware of before making this hire. After all the stuff that happened with Urban Meyer, is this something that you think it could possibly follow the program just as time goes on, or do you think that this story could influence him actually being a part of this program, even if it's just as a director of player personnel?
I mean, you know, it all depends on, you know, once the AD and I guess mainly the AD, you know, he ultimately makes the decision on who gets hired. But, you know, you would hope that they look at all the facts of the story. And if it's a situation where, you know, the coach isn't some, you know, he's had issues in the past, you definitely don't want to bring someone on like that. But obviously you want to look at all the facts first and decide, you know, what's best for the program. And you would hope that a program like UWF, which has, you know, done a great job with the staff that's brought in on the various coaching staffs of those athletic programs, you know, makes a good decision and, you know, continues to do that with all their hires.
Yeah, 100%. So, in transitioning, keeping it in football, but looking at the high school level, we've had a number of commits. Emery Williams from Milton announcing that he's committed to Miami. You had Daniil Hayes committing to Minnesota from Pine Forest. Tim Gulley committing to Arkansas State from Catholic. Talking about Emery Williams, though, out of all the teams, Miami's probably the bigger name, particularly here in being in Florida. Do you know if this was a little bit of a surprising decision, or, and obviously, you know, I noticed that he's a 3-star recruit. How much of a chance do you think that he is able to come in and develop into that type of player that the Miami Hurricanes can use? Do you think he's going to be used as a quarterback, or do you think he may have to change positions? I mean, there's a lot that goes into all of these things, of course, but Emery Williams committing to Miami, I guess, what is your initial reaction to that with how good he has been at the high school level? How will his game transition?
You know, obviously he's got great size. You know, that's the one thing that jumps out about him. So it's not a complete, and it's really not a complete surprise, you know, I guess that he committed to Miami. I mean, he has quite a few, you know, bigger school offers at the Division I level. And Miami, obviously, like you said, is the biggest on his list. And for him to commit to that, you know, that's a huge deal. You know, Miami is considered, you know, one of the better programs in the country traditionally. So to go in there and try to lead that team someday, you know, from what I've seen of Emery, when I've seen him play, I mean, he obviously has the ability to play football at that level. You know, but a lot of it comes down to also who your teammates are and the coaching staff and how they do things. You just never know. You just kind of, you almost roll the dice when you commit to a team and sign, because you never know how things are going to change, whether the coaching staff turns over or, you know, what kind of teammates they have. But Emery definitely, no matter where he ends up, if it is Miami, I think he can play at that level. It's just a matter of getting the opportunity to show what he can do.
Speaking of players who have shown what they're able to do, Walter Ford winning 6A Player of the Year from Pace. He's a guy that, you know, could be drafted. He's so good. Expected to be one of the better pitching prospects to come out of the state of Florida, obviously, with him winning Player of the Year. How good has he been for this Pace team? And from everything, and you and I had talked about him a little bit earlier in the year, just how good he is, and him being able to translate that game, not just from you know the high school level, but even to the college and even professional level as well.
You know, I've seen a lot of guys play, you know, come up to the high school ranks who had, you know, that ability or that hype around them of being, you know, a guy capable of playing at the pro level. And Walter Ford is definitely the real deal. There's no doubt about that. Just the way he handles big moments mentally and, you know, able to shake off adversity in a game, you know, when things aren't going right. And just the way he throws, he's just a great pitcher. I mean, he struck out over 100 guys this year. I think he walked like 30. He didn't give up a lot of runs or hits. So, you know, when he's out there, he's productive. He gets the job done most of the time. I think, you know, for him to reclassify from junior to senior to be eligible for this draft, he definitely had to believe in himself, and you got to have that to be a pro. And I think, you know, he has just as good of a chance as any guy out of this area who's gone to play baseball at the pro level to, you know, make it to the major league level someday. It's just a matter of, you know, ending up with the right organization and developing and just continuing to do what he does and get better because, you know, once you get to the pro level, you know, everyone's good. So he's got to elevate his game, but if Walter Ford definitely has the ability to elevate his game to be a major league pitcher someday.
So Navarre Soccer Camp, I saw you wrote a story on this, 131 players at the NYSA Soccer Complex. Is this something that Navarre High School has kind of set as a benchmark that as a sport that they want to really develop and try to make sure that they have got, you know, not just a good soccer boys and girls teams, but just in terms of developing the players and just the kids as well? Is this something that they take pride in with these soccer camps?
They do. I mean, Navarre loves to bring in as many kids as possible to that camp every year. And, you know, the varsity players and JV players get to work with the younger girls. So it kind of gives those younger girls someone to look up to and go watch games during the season. But, you know, Navarre has done a great job of just developing soccer players in that area. I mean, you know, whether it's at the club level, Navarre United, or, you know, with the NYSA, they have a lot of great players that come up and end up playing in that program someday. And Rob Simon has done a tremendous job, you know, continuing that pipeline. You know, it's never dried up. He loses good players, but he replaces them with players just as capable of, you know, playing at a high level and helping Navarre contend for the district championship and beyond. And this program has some great players coming up into the high school level this year. And I feel like, you know, if they develop the way they should, Navarre's going to have a chance to, you know, not only contend in the district, but to have a chance to maybe get back to the state championship game at some point down the road.
Yeah, and speaking of that Navarre United team, I mean, the 14U team has got a really good run of form that they're on. They got the FYSA President's Cup Championship. They punched a ticket to Texas that they're going to have to participate in the regional stage of the tournament. I mean, it's been a really good season for them. And as you said, Brian, it just goes to show you, you know, the development of these players from a really young age showing at the age of 14 with this 14U team.
Yeah, that 14U team, you know, there's a lot of talk about how good those girls are and what they're capable of doing once they get to high school. And, you know, I talked to a few of those girls, and they're excited about getting to the high school level and having a chance to, you know, play varsity ball right away. And you know, if they play the way they have at the Navarre United level and, you know, continue to play well in high school, they're going to have a chance to carry Navarre tradition on and to, you know, continue that tradition. I mean, the last time they went, they had Emily Madrill when they went to state back in 2015. But and I don't know if there's another Emily Madrill in the mix coming up, but there's definitely some girls capable of, you know, taking Navarre a long way in girls soccer.
Spectacular. Well, Brian, I appreciate the time as always. You have a good rest of the week. Enjoy the UWF basketball camp, and we'll follow up here soon.
Hey, no problem, dude. Take care.